Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Lane Chapman, and it's my pleasure reading God's Word for you today. I moved to Birmingham to come to UAB to attend school, and have been here ever since, and attending Mountain Brook Baptist since then as well. I now work at UAB, so I'm a full Blazer, work and school. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Tuesday, December 17th, and I'm reading Isaiah 11, 1 through 10 from the New International Version. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of might, the spirit of the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. Today's devotional takes a look at life and restoration in the Messiah. The land had been reduced to stumps, destroyed, a wasteland. Even still, Isaiah 11:1 brings us great hope, as it says, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit." Not just any branch will spring up. Once again, we are pointed to the promised Messiah, the King who will come from the line of David, son of Jesse. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon him, and he would not be like the many kings who came before him. The Messiah to come would be righteous, faithful, and just. As this passage points to Christ, it also provides a beautiful, and what seems in this current world unimaginable, picture of the restoration that is to come, when all will be made new. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. But what could the earth look like now in this Advent season? This season will look different for each of us. Some are rejoicing in new life. Some are trying to make it through the first Christmas without a loved one. Some are praying for restoration here on earth of faith, friendship, and family. How can we come alongside our families and communities in these coming days? Isaiah 11 gives us the perfect example in the Messiah. He is covered in the Holy Spirit, and he delights in the fear of the Lord. Are we striving to cover ourselves with the Holy Spirit and to be completely in step with the Lord? Are we judging and making decisions in right standing with God? Are we being faithful to love and care for others as Jesus does? I pray that as we continue to cover ourselves in the Spirit and draw nearer to God, everything we do will point to Christ and the hope we have in him. You may find yourself feeling as if you've been knocked down to only a stump and hopeless. May this passage serve as a reminder that Christ has come and he will come again to bring full restoration. Until that day comes, let us be a people who rest in the Spirit, fully embodying the character of Christ, righteous and faithful servants of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day today, and thank you for this passage from Isaiah that continues to point us to you, Lord, and the hope we have in the Messiah. Be with us throughout this Advent season, Lord, and continue to draw us near to you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that we would have the character of Christ, that we would be righteous and faithful servants of you, Lord. Lord, just be with us throughout the rest of the day, and we pray for a wonderful Advent season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.